Welcome to Cody Catch Up. My name is Jamie Jones, and today I'm going to be talking about DigitalOcean's recent changing to its pricing and how that can save you up to 50% off your hosting costs with DigitalOcean, as well as some gotchas. Okay, so what I want to go through is an announcement from DigitalOcean and my changes with hosting with DigitalOcean and how that's been affected with these recent pricing changes that they've had. There is some gotchas, and I'm going to go over those as well. But first of all, I'm just going to run through the blog post here. Now, this was released on January 16th, and I believe the payment plans were made available as soon as that blog post came out. So there's a few changes here. Standard droplets. So standard droplet plans have always offered a healthy balance of CPU, memory, and SSD storage to get blogs, web applications, and databases off the ground. Now, for me, it's been a perfect kind of platform to set up a lot of my client sites, client applications on it, because it really does the job quite well. It's quick, it's easy. I can also set up for my clients to build through it. It works exceptionally well. And the pricing is quite affordable for those clients, because at least for me, a lot of my clients are lower budget clients in terms of ongoing costs, so this really suits it quite well. Now, what they're saying is here is with today's changes, we have 14 brand new standard plans to ensure that these applications can grow and scale as your projects grow. And basically, there's got a table here and it shows the differences. So $5 a month, which is like their base box, that started off as 512 meg of RAM, one CPU, 20 gig of SSD. It's now changed to 1 gig of RAM, one CPU, and 25 gig of SSD. Again, $10 box, the next one up, which is more the common one, the one I generally use. 1 gigabyte max RAM, one CPU, 30 gig of SSD, 50 gig of SSD now in place. And in place of the 1 gig, it's now 2 gig of RAM. Most of these that I've seen on the whole, for at least the smaller ones, it's always just been a RAM change. Now, for the larger plans, it's also included nearly a doubling in some cases of the actual SSD storage as well as some of the CPUs there. So going along like $20 a month box, 2 gig to 4 gig, $40, 4 gig to 8 gig, etc. One of the things that they've introduced, though, is this $15 plan. So it's a new one. And this $15 a month comes with either a 3 gig, a 2 gig, or a 1 gig option, which will either have, like, the 3 gig will be one CPU, a 2 gig option with two CPUs, or a 1 gig option with three CPUs, all having 60 gig of storage, SSD storage, as you'd expect. It's always going to be SSD with DigitalOcean. So nice to see those changes there. They also have a $240 a month box, which is a 48 gig box. With 12 CPUs and 960 gig of storage. Pretty massive. So that's a beefy, beefy box. You can get a lot done with that box. And then they also have another new one besides everything else, because there's so many of the plans that have just been updated and essentially doubled. The next new one, which is their highest out of the standard, which is $960 a month, 192 gig of RAM. 192 gig is huge. I'd love to know if you've ever experienced any applications that require that much RAM. It's quite amazing. 32 CPUs and just an absurd amount of storage. It's quite interesting to see there. Now, what they're saying is these updated standard droplets offer more resources for either the same or a lower price than our previous generation. We've also introduced three flexible plans, all priced at $15 with varying sets of CPU and memory. That's that $15 plan I was talking about. To give you resource flexibility without worrying about price. Now, finally, all of our original first generation droplet plans are still available via the API. This will ensure applications you host that are hard-coded for those plans aren't negatively impacted. We intend to fully deprecate those plans on July 1, 2018, and we'll send more updates throughout the year. So really important to get a migration strategy here. This is one of the gotchas. Is you will eventually need to update these plans. So make sure you've got a migration plan in place. Now, for me, what I had to do, in some instances, I could literally just change. I could click on resize and resize the droplet just like you normally would. But there were some instances where I'd have to go either up Which would keep my costs exactly the same, but I have to go up, so I get more resources. If I wanted to keep the same resources, I would literally need to create a new box, transfer all the data manually, databases, etc., and then switch things over that way manually. So that's a really important thing to be aware of with these changes. It's not just a simple click and change in most instances. What I found, everything was fine. It was just the disk storage. So the disk space was the issue. I'm not too sure if there was another way around this. If you do know, please let me know, send through a tweet, leave a comment. I'd really love to know if there is another way around that. I only had a few sites that really needed that manual change. It wasn't too bad for me, but something to be aware of. So the next thing is optimized droplets. So high CPU plans were released just 6 months ago, and we're excited to make our first upgrades to these plans, which are great for CI/CD, batch processing, and other compute-intensive workloads. We're also renaming high CPU droplets to optimized droplets. These droplets are still powered by dedicated hyperthreads from best-in-class Broadwell and Skylake CPUs, but now come with additional memory and local SSD disk for the same price. In the future, we'll be looking to boost performance not only for CPU, but also for memory and disk performance. And they've got a bunch of updates here. So the monthly price, $40 a month, goes from 3 gig of RAM to 4 gig, 2 CPUs from 20 gig of SSD to 25. $80 gets you 6 gig to 8 gig now, 4 CPUs, 20 gig SSD to 50 gig SSD. So as you can see, some things aren't quite doubled, mainly around the standard plans where things are really doubled, as well as the new additions. But these higher ones, which goes all the way up to $640 a month, those ones, you're not seeing quite a double. Some you're actually seeing more than that. It's a little bit different there. And they're saying here, competitively, these plans line up well with similar offerings from other providers in the market. Below, you can see that DigitalOcean's optimized droplets are priced competitively from a price to performance perspective. And now they're comparing here, which I highly recommend checking out this blog post in depth if you really want to go through everything. They're comparing DigitalOcean, AWS, and Google. So those are the main providers there. They're not talking about any of the others. But I definitely feel like this pricing change is a reaction to these changes in the market. And they're just trying to keep competitive with the others, which is understandable. One of the things I want to get on with just before finishing this out, though. So they've got per second billing. Now, this is something that I saw coming through with Google App. Or Google Cloud, and basically what they're saying here is we're working hard at making continuous improvements to our billing system in order to align with changes in customer droplet usage behavior. Now, we're happy to share that starting later this year, droplets will be billed by the second instead of by the hour. This means that you'll only be charged for exactly the amount of time you use your instance to the second. We understand it is important for customers scaling instances up and down regularly to have the best rate available, and we're happy to get this update shipped for you. Keep an eye out for a future announcement specifically on billing improvements. So really, really important thing here. They're really trying to adapt and make provide more value to you. And now, for me, I think the value that they provide already is insane. Like, it's brilliant value. What you get, you've got a clean UI, you have great API, you have very competitive pricing, I think, as well as it's very simple to get things started, whether you're starting with a bare box, one of their one-click apps, or, you know, you've got your own image or snapshot that you're using to then create new droplets. Really, really simple there. Load balancing, everything. You get a lot of stuff there. It's priced well and it's easy to set up. So I think they're doing quite well there, but I'd love to know your thoughts. Are you using DigitalOcean? Have you used them in the past? Is this going to make you come back now? They've basically halved their pricing, if I generalize it, and giving you a lot more for that as well. So I'd love to know what your thoughts are. If you're watching this on YouTube, please leave a comment in the comment section below. If you're listening to this in iTunes, please go to codacatchup.com and leave a comment for the episode. Any tweets, send it through to @codacatchup on Twitter. If you want to follow on Instagram, it's just codacatchup on Instagram. And if you have any general questions, just send them through to codacatchup@gmail.com. That's all I really got for this one. I hope you're enjoying it. Let me know in the comments. I'd love to know your feedback on DigitalOcean's changes or what other alternatives you might be using in its place. I'd love to know. But on that, we'll catch the next one. Bye.